living in a sweet Virginia. Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Olivia and I we've been having a lot of fun with this show. We started off talking about Father's Day gifts and those great things. Your dad, I know you have some ideas probably already of things you want to give your dad. He travels a lot. He's on the road all the time.
Yes, my dad's on the road constantly throughout the week. So it's a great idea if you do have a father in your life who does a lot of travel for work, too. It can kind of make that travel a bit more enjoyable, or at least maybe a bit easier, more convenient.
Less stressful.
Yes.
And certainly if you're traveling on business, you're so focused on what you're traveling for, itinerary, the business meetings, all of those things. So anything you can help dads like your dad, who are out there on the road all the time, have a stress-free trip for business, I say thumbs up.
Absolutely.
And we had quite a few gifts that I think would fit that bill. And then we also talked about those different places that you could actually give the gift of travel. So those are some suggestions as well. And then we just had Maureen Bender with Chevrolet come on and tell us some really good tips that are like a gift to a father who's worried about the teenagers out there driving around. So we've covered a lot of great things in the show already, and we still have a little bit more to share.
Exactly. And a great thing about the tips that were covered were that they can be applied to any driver. I mean, I know it's especially important with teen drivers who are just now gaining that driving experience. But, you know, the tips about putting your phone down and wearing your seatbelt and following the speed limit, they're good reminders. Not everybody likes to hear those reminders, but they're important.
And I really like what Maureen said, to wear that seatbelt regardless of which seat you're sitting in. So if you're sitting in the back, that doesn't mean that you're somehow protected, from everyone else in the car. So you need the seatbelt on back there as well. But now I think it's time for us to talk about, our favorite thing to talk about these days, and that is quarter miles. And we are in the fourth quarter, so
It's time.
So what state are we going to talk about today?
It's hard to believe we haven't covered this state yet, but we're talking about Virginia. We somehow skipped it when we were going up the East Coast.
We somehow skipped it. And, just so people know, when we talk about quarter miles, we're talking about those quarters that you can find right in your sofa, right in the sofa cushions. If you dig down, you'll probably come up with a quarter that has a design on the back of it based on what's historic, what's iconic, what's important in the States. And the U.S. Mint came out several years ago now with these quarters that represented each state. And it was kind of a fun thing for people to do. Everyone was collecting them, putting them in books. And we've turned it kind of on its head and have started saying these are ways that you can also go and visit the state and see something interesting.
Of course. I mean, like you said, you're going to see historical landmarks. Sometimes you'll see maybe the state tree or state flower. So we try to get creative when the design is a bit more broad. But Virginia's quarter is actually pretty specific, and there's a lot of things you can do related to it. So this design was released in 2000 and engraved by Edgar Z. Stever, and it represents Jamestown, which was the first permanent English settlement in the U.S., and it's now 411 years old. Mm. So on the back, you'll see three ships, the Susan Constant, Godspeed, and Discovery. These were the ships that landed on an island in the James River on May 12th, 1607. So the anniversary was just a little while ago. 104 men and boys established Jamestown there in honor of King James I.
Yeah, and that is really very important American history. Now, there's also a national park there, the Colonial National Park, that really captures historic Jamestown. And it's located on the original site. And it's an archaeological museum that now houses almost 2 million artifacts that have been that come from the original settlement. And that's kind of like a living history through demonstrations, tours of the area. And visitors can also witness the archaeologists there as they work to continue some of those discoveries.
Yes, they have a Rediscovering Jamestown project that is ongoing. I think 20 plus years now that they've been working on it. So they continue to find new things. So that's another interesting angle to it.
Yeah, and then there's also the Jamestown Settlement that you can go and see, a living history museum complex there as well.
Yes, there you'll see a reconstruction of the Powhatan Village, a James Fort as it stood in 1610, and also replicas of the three original ships that are on the quarter. So there you can get your picture.
Well, hey, I would definitely say get that picture. We love those Instagrammable moments. But now the Colonial Parkway is 23 miles of a parkway that really connects Jamestown to Yorktown. And there's a historic district there, too, in Colonial Williamsburg, in between Williamsburg, which contains over 40 sites itself, with four historic taverns, two world-class art museums, and 301 acres of history to explore. And that really makes it the world's largest living history museum.
Yes, and throughout those 301 acres, you'll see a lot of representations of the Native American perspective, of the Black perspective, and White perspective of history. So they really cover everything there in Williamsburg.
They really, really do. And then there's a Yorktown battlefield.
There is a Yorktown battlefield. Again, this is all within the same historical park. So you don't really have to worry about getting lost because there are lots of signs leading you from one point to the next. And at the Yorktown battlefield, this is the site of the last major battle of the Revolutionary War, where General George Washington and American and French forces led the surrender of General Charles Lord Cornwallis's British Army. So there's a visitor center there with an informative film and lots of museum exhibits. You can also be led on a tour by park rangers through the battlefield, where you'll see cannons and forts. And then the Moore House, where the surrender was negotiated, is still standing, so you can go there as well. Lots of different monuments that also lead you into the historic district of Yorktown.
And you know what's really fascinating about this is that there are so many things that are still there of the original city and the original township. And that's really fascinating, too. It really does turn it into a living museum, for sure.
Absolutely. And then if you're looking for another scenic route, you can drive this one or you can bike it or walk it. It's Island Drive. You can take a 3-mile or 5-mile loop, and it showcases the natural environment that the English settlers encountered when they landed there. You'll also see a gallery in the woods. So throughout the drive, there are different little runoffs where oil paintings are that kind of depict life on the settlement, different experiments people tried as they built up industries in the area.
That is really, really fascinating. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're in our fourth quarter. So, of course, we're talking about quarter miles. And today we're talking about Virginia and the Virginia Quarter and what's on the back of it.
Yes, and this design is in tribute to Jamestown, and we just covered all the things that you can do in one giant historical park, the Colonial National Historical Park. So you've got to check out, of course, Jamestown, but also Yorktown and Williamsburg, because there's just so much history there. But
It's all there.
So you can really spend, you know, a couple days in that area.
But and there must be some bonus things, though.
Yes, of course.
Because we talk about the things on the quarter, but there's always something bonus to come along with it as well.
Yes, one of my favorite travel websites is Atlas Obscura, and they kind of find these odd, eccentric places throughout the world that you might not see if you look up, you know, things to do
the
in
top
Virginia.
10, yeah.
They might not show up. So here are a couple options. Mount Rogers is the highest natural point in Virginia, but there are no roads that lead to its summit. So you kind of have to go on your own adventure as you get there. Lots of people begin that by parking in the Grayson Highlands State Park parking lot. And then it's a 4-mile hike up along the Appalachian Trail. But on your way, you're going to see lots of rhododendrons. There's a really big rhododendron gap area that it's called.
Wow, that sounds pretty.
Yes, and you also may come across Shetland ponies because they were introduced into the park to kind of keep the wild grass manageable. And they're usually, you know, pretty calm around humans unless, of course, they've got their babies with them. So just keep that in mind.
You definitely want to keep that in mind. And we always say whenever you're hiking in any of the national parks or state parks or any natural area, that you do keep into consideration that there is wildlife that is living there as well.
Of course.
Now, Olivia, I think we should share with everyone as well that we love Quarter Mile so much that we're actually pushing this now into a podcast. So we're getting everything together to get that started because there's so many great things to see around the USA based on a little old quarter that you probably already have in your pocket.
Of course, and as we've already kind of looked at things you can do kind of travel related, the podcast is really going to take you almost behind the scenes, learn more about the history and the story behind a lot of these designs.
Exactly, exactly. And in talking to some of the states on a recent trip that I did, it was kind of amazing to run into a couple of people who were working with the state tourism departments that actually worked on the designs of their quarters. So I think we're going to come up with a lot of really interesting information to share about those little old quarters that are right in your pocket that the U.S. Mint came up with, which was a fantastic idea and way to showcase our beautiful USA.
And it just keeps unfolding, and that's the really exciting part about it.
That is the really exciting part about it. So we'll keep you guys posted and let you all know for sure when that podcast is getting going. And we want you to listen in and let us know also, too. You know, there will be lots of opportunities for comments and feedback to let us know what information you might have about your state. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We appreciate you guys listening today. Go out and get those Father's Day gifts because it's coming up pretty soon. And today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacation. Great place also for Father's Day gifts as well. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll see you guys soon. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.